In 1834, a Scotsman named Alexander Burns wrote about his travels in Afghanistan. The subject became all the rage, and Burns himself became an unwitting pawn in the intrigue that eventually led the British Crown to send tens of thousands of soldiers to defend a puppet ruler in Kabul. Most of those soldiers were killed in an uprising that followed. Out of this fertile historical material, London writer and critic Philip Hensher has made a novel. It's called The Mulberry Empire. Alan Chews has a review.
Hensher, in his wonderfully dramatic and quirky epic, employs the historical Burns as his main figure, introducing us to old Kabul as the British traveler first discovered it, the city in all its fragrance and filth. The fruit and flower smell of the street, the stench, human, canine, equine, and more, the intangible and rich sudden odors of the place, the heavy perfume of rotting mulberries where dead dog and fruit blossom competed. Things smell better back in London. When Burns returns there, we get a delightfully Dickensian series of scenes, the beginning of a love story involving Burns and the marriageable Bella Garraway, daughter of a military man turned opium addict. But Kabul calls out to Burns, and he returns to that rough capital just as the British devise a foreign policy based in large part on his own reporting that leads to their occupation of Afghanistan. A splendid cast of larger-than-life characters, generals and wives and sergeants and emperors and princes, street boys, deserters and heroes, kings and murderers plays out this tale of empire and its discontents and misadventures. The end, when it comes, happens swiftly and with devastating precision in the narration of it all. There's a military debacle at the hands of a canny prince of Kabul and his thousands of loyal warriors that brings British policy tumbling down on the heads of an entire army. Whatever your own politics, you won't be able to avoid thinking about how all this connects to where we are now, which, as Herodotus, the father of history, taught us long ago, is what the best writing about the past should do.
The book is The Mulberry Empire by Philip Hensher. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.